was in Chicago's dressing room. Their analysis of the game was basically they outlasted you guys, tired you out. Is that how you saw it?
I think when you play a team that's built like they are, how the possession changes is the key piece. So the first one is awful block shot, and it's just a matter of quickness down the ice. But the next three we've got full possession of the puck, and how you manage that puck, where you turn it over. The third one, we turn it over in the neutral zone, doesn't become a problem to the D zone coverage down low, which is a simple enough read, but we started to turn the puck over, in part because I thought they got quicker, their sticks got better, they knocked more things down. The fourth one, they strip us on, and we're trying to activate a D because we're chasing the game, but they did get quicker. And then you know, your execution starts to look pretty poor.
A lot of emotion in the building with the fans, yep, letting Andrew know how they felt. Is it hard to keep your players balanced when that's happening?
No, you know what? Andrew is a really well-liked guy. It was a fitting tribute for him. It was, I think, appreciated on our bench by the way our fans acknowledge Andrew and what he's meant to our team. I didn't feel we were behind early in the game. I didn't feel that, you know, up until later in the second period that there was any negative effect by any means.
It's been a while since you've seen Nick Petan at this level.
Yep.
What did you think of his growth?
I liked his quickness tonight. I think there was an element of his game that has progressed and grown, and it would be probably the one thing that we would hope that we would see from him, that he would get quicker, and he has. His stride's a little longer. He's quicker with the puck. I like what Nick did tonight. He's made some good progress, yeah. I liked his game.
Paul, it looked like Chicago. It was a team that was not sure of itself in that first period. Were there things you saw that you could have taken advantage of and maybe might have made this a different result?
I think they were trying to play a real smart game, right? They didn't have very much risk in their game in the first two, and they were real patient and waited until you get a break. And that's so... Andre makes a great save on their break. Their guy makes a great save on Stafford on the other side. Other than that, reasonably even period. I thought Mark Scheifele's liner had better by the Blake Wheeler early in the game, had some looks, and I thought they just played it. They didn't press it till later, and then they got quicker.
A lot of times you'll see them go to that, you know, swap Kane and Hossa.
Yeah.
That kind of seemed to turn the worm a little in the second period. Did you see it that way or at all, or were you even paying attention?
Well, it does, because those guys changed gears. That line got better, got some jump. It's probably never a bad idea.